Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf in Meseches Erev, in the 238th daf in Shas. The Gemara will continue to discuss the halachos of Pasei Beros that we had in our Mishnah, the halachic mechanic which allows making the shapes of corners around a pit for animals, and thereby being able to carry from the pit into the area where the animals are standing. It was made particularly for the Ole Regolim, which many of us here in Eretz Yisrael are Mekayim, a shadow of it. It's a beautiful thing to see just the shadow of thousands of people going up to the Kotel area. Yesterday I was zocheh to be in the Kotel Plaza with Rav Nevensal Shlita, and it was so crowded. And Be'ezer Hashem, I hope that we're going to be zocheh to be Ole Regel together. Whether there will be a need for Pasei Beros, who knows? But there's a little bit of a taste of Inyan Diyom. Our daf will begin discussing Pasei Beros that have a chotzer that empty into it. Gemara will then discuss throwing into Pasei Beros. The Gemara will go back to a sugya of Shabbos of drinking when one is standing in one rishus and taking water from a different rishus. And then the Gemara will get back into some classic topics of the halachos of Hotza'ah that we had from Meseches Shabbos. Let's begin. Top line of Chaf Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara in the last word of the line, Boi minei Abaye mi Rabba. Abaye asked the following shayla from Rabba. Chotzer sherosha nichnas lebein hapasim. If you have a courtyard whose entrance, here Rosha presumably means the entrance, enters into the area of the Pasei Beros, over here, you could take a look at your diagrams in the Hod V'Hadar or your fancy apps, or you could take a look at the simple diagram in Rashi. Sometimes the simple diagrams are not enough. Over here, Rashi's simple diagram will work halfway down the Yomud. Here you have, in the middle, you have the bar, you have the pasim that are going around it, which is the gestalt shape of the mechitzos around the bar. In the past, we described Pasei Beros from the perspective of the field of gestalt psychology. And then we have the chotzer that's going inside, the chatzar that empties inside to the Pasei Beros. Now, the reason why we would have a shaila that Abaye needs to ask Rabba is over here, you don't have a fully enclosed area. You have a chatzar that's emptying into the Pasei Beros. So, boi minei Abaye mi Rabba, chatzar shirosh shenichnos lebein hapasim ma'al tato besocha. Lebein hapasim umibein hapasim letocha. What's the halacha in regards to carrying in the area between the pasim? Over here, the area between the pasim is the entrance of the chotzer into the Pasei Beros. And therefore, one might think that it has the status of a different rishus. The Ritva adds that without a ruve chatzeros, we would think that they're considered two separate rishuyos. And therefore, there is a shaila to be metaltal bein hapasim, and even if one could be metalto bein apasim, what would the halacha be bein apasim? L'soich amalei mutter, he said that the halacha is that's permissible. Shtayimai, what would happen if you have two chatzeros next to each other? Here is the exact depiction of Rashi. In Rashi's case, if you take a look, the chatzeros, there are actually two chatzeros that are emptying into the Pasei Beros. Would the halacha be the same? Amalei aser, he said it's aser to carry between the pasim, as the Gemara will explain. Even if they made an Erev between the two entrances of the Chatzer, in other words, each person of the Chatzer joined together chalas to be able to carry between the pasim, nevertheless, it's going to be Asur. Lest they say, Ravuna says it's Asur because when one makes an Erev between the Pasim to be able to carry in the area of the Pasim by the entrance of the two Chatzeros, people will come to think that this Erev works to allow you to carry from Chatzeros into the Pasim and from one Chatzer to the next. That the Erev of the Pasim would not be able to do. Rashi explains that the reason for that is the example that we have where you're allowed to carry from different chatzeros into a mavui is in a closed mavui. And a mavui has very specific dimensions, as we learned in the end of the first perek. It is narrower than the chatzeros and longer than the chatzer. Think about a street that has apartment buildings that open up to it. A small one-way street, not an avenue. That's short, it's narrower, but longer than the apartment buildings. That is the heter to be able to carry from a chatzer into a mavui, particularly what's called shitufei mavos. Over here, these pasim don't have any of the characteristics of a mavui, and the only thing that an eruv would allow you to do would be to allow you to carry from the pasim and into each independent chatzer. However, to view this chatzer as now attached, just like a shitufei mavos would, that it cannot do, says Rav Huna. Rava amar eruv ervo mutter. Rava disagrees, and he says an Erev would be acceptable. The Pasim is an area that's mutter to carry, and we don't have the Gzeira that Rav Huna suggested. Amalei Abaye l'Rava, tayin d'misayelach. Abaye said, I've got a brisa to support your opinion that you can make an Erev between the Pasim. Chatzer shirosh echa nichnes l'bein ha-Pasim, mutter l'taltal misocha l'bein ha-Pasim. If you have a Chatzer that opens to bein ha-Pasim, you're allowed to carry from the chatzer into the area of Bein HaPasim, umi Bein HaPasim l'socha, and between the pasim into the chatzer. Avol shtayin, but if you have two openings, as we spoke about above, aser, it's prohibited. Bameh dvar mamurim shelo yirvu. Avol yirvu mutarin, if they make an error, it will be acceptable. Le'metavit yufta de Rav Huna. Seems to be a kash against Rav Huna, and seems to support the position of Rava. Amalcha Rav Huna, hasam dahadron v'irvan. Rav Huna said, no, there something else was done. Rashi explains in Dibar HaMaskel dahadron that the mechitza between the two chatzeros, the divide between these two courtyards, was broken down. And since it was broken down, Eruv that would be done for both of them between the pasim would also join together the two chatzeros as well. And then there's no fear of using this Eruv between the pasim in an inappropriate manner. When does Rav Huna have the fear? When the Eruv can't join the two chatzeros, where there's a full standing wall. However, where there isn't a full standing wall between the two chatzeros, then the Eruv between the pasim could allow between the carrying between the chatzeros as well. There is a little bit of a collector's item for those who are interested in the contrast of the illustrations that the different Gemaras give. If you take a look at the diagram in the Rashi itself, they have the break of the pirtza at the bottom of the two chatzeros. If you look in the other diagrams, in the Hod Vahadar diagrams and Kuf Pei Beis, they have the break. Take a look and you compare Kuf Pei Aleph to Kuf Pei Beis. There is a full-fledged mechitza. In Kuf Pei Beis, the second half of the front is broken down. They point out, the Oz Vahadar points out, that this is Rashi's understanding according to the Ritva, yet the Rashi picture that we have in front of us, there's no reason to believe that it was done by Rashi, as far as I know, has the pirtza towards the bottom. Either way, that's the reason why there's no problem between carrying between the two chatzeros, and Rav Huna has no need for the gzeru. We put a big period over here, and now we go to another shiloh that Abaye had asked Rabbah about Pasei Biros. What happens if the water dries up on Shabbos? Now, of course, the whole heter of Pasei Biros, we saw, was instituted for the Olei Regalim to be able to draw water for their animals and for themselves. This we will see actually at the end of today's daf as well as in tomorrow's daf on Chaf Aleph. Normally, of course, we need greater mechitzos than Pasei Biros. Pasei Biros is a case of parutz meruba ala ome. There's more closed space than open space, and this is a tremendous chidush that it could work. Because Daf Yud Zayin Amabez fell out around the beginning of Yom Tov, we didn't emphasize this, so now I emphasize it. Take a look at the Tosos on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amabez Dibra Maschil Osen Arba Diyumdin. The Tosos is bothered that this is a massive chidush, that at the end of the day we have Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, that you can't have parts Meruba Ala Omed. So Tosis' answer to that question is that if there are four mechitzos that are enclosing the area, gestalt, that's closing the area on the corners, then that is going to be acceptable. There are many other explanations in both the Rishonim and the Achronim. I emphasize this now to bring out that this was a mechanic that was used that at the end of the day was a big chidush to the Rishonim and the Achronim, and the purpose is for the drinking of water. Hence, Abaye asks Rava, Yavshu Mayim b'Shabbes Ma'u, what would the halacha be in regards to the water if it had dried up? And Rashi explains, and then it rained again on Shabbos day, and it had filled up. Amalei klum nasas mechitza, the only time that the mechitza is considered valid, ela bishvil mayim, is for the water. Mayim enkan, mechitza enkan. If there's no water inside, then the mechitza won't work as well. Now, Ravin follows up with the phenomenon that we had explained earlier, which wasn't exactly Abaye's question to Rabbah. Ravin then asks, what happens if it fills up again with water? So let me explain. I introduced two possible questions. Number one is, if you have a bar that has dried out, are you allowed to carry in that area or not? To which the response is unequivocal, and that is, Mayim enkan mechitza enkan. Then Ravin asks the second question that we anticipated, and that is, what happens if it fills up with more water? Boy, Ravin, yavshu mayim b'shabes u'bo b'shabes ma'u. What happens if it rains afterwards? Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded, yavshu b'shabes lo tiboy lach, deboy minei demaru pshitalei de'osir. Not only is it not a shaila that if the water dries up, there's no reason that we would allow this special heter. Even if water comes afterwards, it's not a shaila. Then it's considered halachically as if the mechitza was made on Shabbos. V'tanya, we learned in a brayza, call mechitza asuya b'Shabbos. Any mechitza that's made on Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, bein b'meza, bein b'onus, bein b'ratzam, shma mechitza. That whether it was done on purpose or not is considered a valid mechitza. So the answer is that the mechitza is there, and if it fills up again, you're allowed to use this mechitza. Asks the Gemara on this, V'lav itmar lo amar av nachman loy shanu el lizrik, avlo talta loy, but didn't we learn that the halacha is that it's considered a valid mechitza in regards to whether someone threw inside of it, that if someone stood in Rishus HaRabim and threw into a area that's mechitza, whose mechitza was made on Shabbos, that he'd be chayiv because it's considered a lach mechitza. However, to be metaltel, the Rabbanan made a gzera, Rashi explains, that one would not, because we're afraid, some explain, that you might come to make mechitzas on Shabbos itself. So says the Gemara, ki itmar de Rav Nachman mezid a itmar. Rav Nachman said in regards to mezid, that if someone made a mechitza on Shabbos, then you can't be metalta. But if it happened b'shogeg, for example, if the water ran out and then it was filled up again, then it would be acceptable. There is a machlokis, an important tangential point. In Tosis later on Chaf Aleph, Amin Aleph, Dibar Maschel Midi, whether Pase Beros allows, during the Ole Regalim, for people to carry in that area as well, or only animals. The Stipler in Simin Vav brings a strong raya from our Gemara that it would seem to apply to people as well. Because here our Gemara says, if the mechitza was made for the pit, and the water had dried up, is one allowed to carry inside of it? Now, why are the animals going to need to carry if not for the water? Must be that it functions as well for human beings. In other words, if the whole heter for Pase Beros is specifically for the animals to drink, then once the bar has been dried out, so then what purpose would the Pasim have? It must be, assumes the Stipler, that the opinion of the Tosas is correct, that it had purposes for people as well to be metaltal. Maybe one can answer the Stipler's raya in other ways. Bezer Hashem, though, let's continue with the Daf Yomi. Amar Rebbe Lozar, Hazorek Lebein Pase Beros Chayiv. If someone throws from a Rishus HaRabim in the area that corresponds to the corners of the Pase Beros, one is going to be considered Chayiv. In other words, in that square area. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar was teaching us a big chidush, L'churis Adavar Pasha, Pshita, Ilav Mechitza Yi. If it doesn't qualify as a mechitza, as a rishus yachid, heichim ishru ilei lemalos, then how would we ever allow people to fill up? Says Gemara, lo, tzricha, Rebbe Elazar's chiddush is needed. The avi ke'ein pasei beros berushas harabim. He made these pasei beros in rushas harabim. V'zarek l'socha, chayiv, the chiddush is, he's going to be chayiv, that he's standing in one part of rushas harabim. The pasei beros was enclosing another area of rushas harabim. He's chayiv because we consider rushas yachid. Ask Gemara, hanami pshita, ilav de ma'alma mechitzu. Gabi bar heichim ishtri le'letatli. If we don't consider a valid mechitza, how is he able to carry in the area of the bar? Lo tzricha, says where I'll tell you a teretz. Afa gav de kaboki be rabim. The chiddush over here is, even though this is in the middle of a thoroughfare, and he set up these pasei beros to be able to be metalto, to be zeiche to the mitzvah of oile regel, but there are people who are streaming to Yerushalayim that are walking through it. Nevertheless, it's considered rishus hayachid. And what is the chiddush? That we don't say that the public, because they stream through, maybe would say that it's mevato the mechitzas. This is an important expression that we've not had up until now, which is one which we will encounter Bezer Hashem in the future, Meseches Erevin, and that is, if there are many people that pass through a mechitza, then it undoes its power of mechitza. Asks the Mar, if that's the chiddush that we already learned once before. Hamar Abelazar Chadazimna, Abelazar Rei taught it to us. This not, we learned in a Mishnah on Chav Beis Amid Aleph. It's going to be our next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Imayse Derech Rishus Harab Mafsikas. And if you have the Rishus Harabim that is going through the mechitzas, then you got to be careful. Yisalkenu Litzdadim. You've got to move the public to the side, because if they're going to continue moving through the mechitzas, they're going to break the mechitzas. The chachamim say you don't need to do that. And Rebbe Lazar explained the opinion of the chachamim that say that we are not concerned of asi rabu vatal mechitza. Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe Lazar damri tevayu kan hodiacha kochan shel mechitzas, that we see the power of the mechitzos, that we're not concerned of asi rabim umevatel mechitza. And here we have Rebbe Lazar teaching us the same thing, and that is that we don't say asu rabim umevatel mechitza. Therefore, Rebbe Lazar's teaching is entirely repetitious. Answers the Gemara, Ime Hassam, 7 lines from the bottom, Hava mina kan velo svirle. We would have thought Rebbe Lazar was just saying, we see from the Chachamim the power of their position, but he doesn't hold that way. Kamash malon kan visvirle. Here we see, from the Sugya Pasei Beros, what we learned at the two dots from Rebbe Lazar on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, at the beginning of the Gemara, that Rebbe Lazar teaches us the Kochan Shel Mechitzos, he also holds of, that this is his position as well, la alocha. Says the Gemara, v'lei maha v'lo boihach, then if we wanted to bring out the Rebbe Lazar is not just talking in theory within the Chachamim, but holds that way lemaisa, so then we should have just taught our halacha that we had 20 lines from the bottom on Chaf Amar Aleph, Amar Rebbe Lazar Hazorek lebei pasei beros chayiv, and then we wouldn't have need the other Rebbe Lazar. Says the Gemara, chode michlal chaverta itmar. Once we had the teaching of Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar only is necessary to say it himself once. And that was here, to tell you that you're chayiv. So his Talmidim said, aha, this is Rebbe Lazar's understanding within the Shitas Chachamim, lo'odiyacha kochan shel mechitzos, that once you have these mechitzos, even the public cannot break it by passing through. The Gemara now goes on to the next part of our Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis in the Halachos of Pasei Beros, and that is Mutter Lahakriv Leve'er. Let's finish up the word from the Mishnah. Gemara just says V'chulei. You're allowed to move the animal close to the Be'er, the spring, if there's Pasei Beros that are surrounding it. Ubevachete Para Rosh of Ruba Bifnim. But the animal has to have its majority inside within the Pasei Beros. The Gemara now brings up a parallel halacha that we learned in Maseches Shabbos. Tanan Hasam, we learned in Maseches Shabbos in the Mishnah. Later on in Maseches Erevin on Tzadi Tes Amid Aleph, we spend time discussing it on Shabbos on Daf Yud Aleph, as well as in Perek Hazorek, but it's a Mishnah later on, Erevin. Lo Yamod Adam Bereshus HaRabim, a person shouldn't stand in the Bereshus HaRabim, V'yishte Bereshus HaYochid, and drink from a Rishus HaYachid, and vice versa. Rishus HaYachid v'yishte b'Rishus HaRabim. Elim kein machnes rosh of rubam l'makom shu shose. This is in Isur midrabanan, lest he come to take from a Rishus Hayachid and bring into a Rishus Haram, which we learned in the first Mishnah Shabbos is prohibited. And he needs to have the majority of his body in the same area. V'chein begas, as well as when it comes to a wine press or an olive press. Gabi Adam hu da Omar, Omar deboi roshe verubo. Maybe by a person you say you need the majority of his body. Gabi para, mi ba'ina la roshe verubo, olo. Do you need the majority of his body to be in the same rishus as well? The Gemara spells out more of the details of the shaila. Three lines from the top and chaf and base. Kol hecha de kanakin mana. Wherever the individual, the owner, is holding on to a bucket with water. Velo nakit la, and he's not holding on to the animal. Lo tibay lech tibay rosha veruba milagav. Milagav means inside. That you need the head and the majority of the body inside the pasei beros. Or inside the Rishus Hayachid. Kiti boila hecha denokat mana vinokat la. If he's holding on both to the animal and to the bucket, in such a case, he's holding on to the animal as well. We're not afraid that the animal is going to cause him to take the bucket outside into the Rishus Harabin. Amarlei, before Amarlei, mai. So what would the halacha be? Are you allowed to then give the animal to drink, even if the majority of his body is in the Rishus Hayachid, but you're doing the actual drinking to its mouth and holding the bucket and holding its head as well in the Rishus Hayachid? Amalei Tinitua. We learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah directly addresses it. Our Mishnah says that the animal needs to be inside the Pasei Beros. My love, the Nakel love, and Nakel mona. Presumably, our Mishnah is talking about where the owner is holding on to both the bucket and the cow and the bucket, and there, we're still choshesh. So what do we see? That we are choshesh. Says the Gemara, lo, denakit malav lo, nakit la. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about where he's only holding on to the bucket, not holding on to the animal, and if you're not holding on to the animal, so then in such a case, we're afraid that the animal is going to encourage you to take the bucket outside. And for that reason, we say that you need Rosh HaVerubo Bifnim. But otherwise, where you're holding both the animal and the bucket, maybe you don't need to have the entire body of the animal inside, the rove of the body inside. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, you can't even be giving your animal to drink in such a case. You can't give the animal to drink altogether. But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, lo yimale adam mayim v'yitein b'shabbos lefnei behemto, that you're not allowed to give your animal to drink on Shabbos. You're only allowed to pour it onto the ground. And therefore, if the only time you're allowed to give your animal to drink is if you're holding on to the bucket and the animal at the same time, then that is the instance of the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Mishnah is telling us that the only time it's permissible is if the animal's majority is inside. Ha'itmar Allah. The Gemara explains that that case of the Braisa is an exceptional case. Now, to follow Abaye's explanation of the Braisa here, you most definitely need a diagram. There's a humorous one on the corner of the Vilna Shas. Best now to use one of the newer diagrams. In the Hod V'Hodor, we'll be using diagram Kuf Pei Gimel. Says Abaye, the Braisa was talking about a very specific case. It wasn't talking about the classic case of Pasei Beros. Amar Abaye Hossam, the Braisa is talking about the following. Ba'ovus, there was a trough, Ha'omeid B'Rishus Harabim, that stands in the Rishus Harabim, and the trough was a Rishus Hayachid by itself, Gvoa Asar Tvachim V'Rochev Arba. It was 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. V'Rosh Echad Nichnes Lebein HaPasim. And the edge of the trough went into an area that is surrounded by the Pasei Beros. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaschil HaItmar that the animal's owner goes to the pit, he fills up, and he's allowed to there because it's surrounded by Pasei Beros. He's filling up for the animal. According to all Rishonim, he's allowed to do that. He's filling up from the pit and pouring into the trough. He's allowed to walk from the pit to the trough because all of that is surrounded by Pasei Beros. Nevertheless, the Braisa says it's prohibited because when he fills up the edge of the trough, that's not a problem. However, Dilma Chazilei La'avos de Mekalkel. Now, the trough continues from the edge of the Pasei Beros to the cow that is standing in his barn or in the humorous bias that we have in the picture on our Gemara. And if he sees that the trough, the ovus in the diagram, is broken, he might come to carry and fix over there. So, chazile la'ovus de mekalka va'asle tikune. He's going to come to fix it. V'doru le ledalva behedya. And he'll end up carrying the bucket with him. The davla means the bucket. He'll end up carrying it with him and end up being metaltel in the Rishus HaRabim. The kamafik mi Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus HaRabim. He'll end up taking out from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. That was the case of the Braisa. If that was the case of the Braisa, then the Braisa doesn't have to be talking about a case where it was prohibiting nakit mana velo nakit lei. And therefore, our Mishnah could still be talking about a case of nakit mana velo nakit la. And then, in such a case, we would be learning you need the majority of the animal inside. However, in all cases, you don't necessarily need the animal inside, and the original Shaila that was asked, we might not have a proof that in all instances you need to have the animal inside. Again, the Braisa was understood as talking about specifically a case of where he's not holding on to the animal. And now we're explaining the Braisa in a totally different way, as Abaye had explained. Says the Gemara, does Abaye make sense? V'chi agavna mi mechayiv? Did Abaye say that you're going to be chayiv? Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rav Yami, Amar Rav Yochan. Hamifane chafotzim mizavis lezavis. If someone is moving around his objects inside a house, v'nimla chalein, and he forgets, v'otzion, and he takes them out of his house, potter. He's going to be potter. So he carries something out of his house, but he originally, when he had picked it up, when he had done the akira, his intention was to bring it to another place in the house. So halach is, you're not going to be chayiv min ator, it's nisid rabbanon, shaloi hois akira mishar rishon lekach. Because when he originally picked it up, it wasn't to carry it outside. Ella zimnin de miskinle v'hadim ayla v'kama ayl merushus harabim lirushus hayachid. The Gemara says you're right. If he had just forgotten and walked out with the bucket from the pasi baros to fix, then in such a case it would be like mefana chafatzav mizavis lizavis, and he's not going to be chayiv. However, over here we're talking about an instance where he walked out with the bucket. He puts it down, fixes something, and then brings it back into the Rishus HaYachid. So ultimately, the Braisa is talking about that case at this stage of the explanation of the Gemara, and therefore there is not going to be a Raya that in all cases you need the majority of the animal's body inside. This was one way that the Gemara had presented the Shaila about Rosh HaVerubo. Now we put a big period after Hayachid, seven lines before the wide, and we see a different way of presenting the Shaila. Igad Amri, some say, Gabe Adam, HaKamrin, the Sayile Rosh HaVerubo. We learn the regards to a person, as long as the majority of his body is inside, then that's going to be fine. Gabe Para, but when it comes to a cow, Misahila Rosh HaVerubo, oh lo. Is it enough to have the majority of the animal inside or not? In other words, maybe you need the whole body of the animal inside. Explains the Gemara. Hecha de nakat mana veno nakat la. Where the owner is holding on both to the bucket and the animal, lo tibay lach, then he'd be no different than a person, the cow. And the sagila barosha verubo be enough if the owner is holding on to both the head and the majority of the body of the animal inside the rishus. El kiti boilach the nakat mana velo nakat la. What happens if the owner is not holding on to the cow? So maybe then there's room to be even more machmir. Amale tinitua. We learned in our Mishnah that the majority is enough. Uvachte para rosha veruba v'fnim v'shosa. My lav the nakat mana velo nakat la. Must be that we were talking about where he's not holding on to the animal. If we're talking about where he didn't hold on to the animal, so we see that all you need is rosha veruba. Notice, the Ikud Amri is framing the question in a different manner than it was originally framed. All we're going to do is repeat the Shaklavatari of the Gemara, but with the original Shaila, Tzadim of the Shaila, changed. Over here, the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that if you're not holding on to the animal, Rosh HaVeruba is not enough. Above, the Gemara had thought that there was room to say that you don't even need Rosh HaVeruba when it comes to an animal. Gemara continues on the first wide line. Lo denaka mana venaka la. The Mishnah is talking about where he's holding on to the bucket as well as the animal. So then you need Rosh HaVeruba. And that's all you need. Vachinan mistabra. And it's logical, says Gemara. Dinak and manavalo nakad law. If he's holding on to only the bucket and not the animal, mishari, are we going to allow it at all? Vatanya, we learn in Braisa, lo yimali oda mayim itin lefnei behemta, mali v'shofech, v'hu shosa me'olea. We learned that the halacha is that you're not allowed to give the animal to drink altogether. If you're not holding on to the animal, it must be, because if you're holding on to the animal, our mission had said it was permissible. Ha'itmar alomar abayi, abayi said, no. That wasn't the case where you are simply giving to the animal to drink. That's talking about the instance that we've discussed already before of the avos ha'omed berushas haram. Again, the case doesn't change, but the usage of the case is going to change by the Gemara. Hacha, that case of the Braisa, we cannot infer in regards to anything in regards to giving the animal to drink in a standard type of case, because that's talking about the Braisa prohibits, says Abai, is talking about a very specific case. But avos ha'omed berushas haram, there's a trough that's sitting in the breadth of a rishus harabim, as we've already described before. It goes from a rishus hayachid, where the animal is in its stable, or what our Gemara has on our daf, the picture of the bayis. It's extended into the trough, extends into the pasei beros. Gvo asar tvachim verochav arba. It's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. Verosh nichnas lebein apasim. And the trough enters the Bein HaPasim. Zinn d'chazilei la'ovus d'mekalkel. The owner of the animal might see that there's something broken on the trough. V'asli s'tikune. And he'll come to fix it. V'dari le'i l'dalva. And he'll come to carry the bucket. Behedi v'komapik m'rishus ha'yachid l'rishus ha'ram. He'll carry the bucket outside the rishus ha'yachid into a rishus ha'ram by leaving the pasei beros. Asks the Gemara, but that's not a problem. V'chi agavna mi mechayiv, is one going to be chayiv? Amar v'saf, amar v'vabi, amar rabbi yochanan, v'fanem v'chafot z'mizavis l'zavis, v'nim l'chalein v'otzion potur, sh'lo ha'isekir misha rishona l'kach. As we explained earlier, the halach is that to be chayiv on Shabbos is only if you do an akira with the intent to carry out. Ela zim d'misakin lai, must be that he's going to notice something to fix. V'hadim ayalei, v'kama ayalei, m'rishus harabim, l'rishus hayachid. He's going to put it down, the bucket, when he goes to fix something in the rishus harabim, and then he's going to bring it back into the pasei beros. So we can't prove our shaila from the braisa. So now we're going to go to other information. 10 lines from the bottom, tashma. Gomal, sherosha v'ruba mibafnim. If you have a camel whose head and majority of his body is on the inside. Here the Gemara is going to bring a raya from the case of Gomel Shirosha Veruba Bifnim to the side that we had originally on the top of our Amud, that once you are holding on to the animal and the bucket, he still needs to be, the majority of him needs to be inside. Ovsenoso. Now Ovsenoso is an expression we have in Maseches Shabbos, and that is to force feed the animal. Ovsenoso bibifnim. You're allowed to force feed the animal standing in the Rishus HaYachid as well. Now, analyzes the Gemara. Va'ibus kiman dinokit mana. If he's force feeding, that means he's holding the animal's head down. And that means that you're holding down the animal and holding the bucket. Kiman dinokit mana v'nokit la damya. Nevertheless, we say v'kabayin on rosha v'ruba. So we see, even when you're holding down the animal, the majority needs to be inside. Because the Braisa said that Gomel Sherosho Veruba Bimifnim, it's inside. So what do we see? You always need the animal inside, the majority of it inside, even if you're holding him down. Amar Racha Bar Avuna, Amar Shesha Shani Gomel. No, there we're talking about a camel. In regards to a cow, it might be different than a camel. Hovet Savaro Oroch, since the cow's neck is very long, you need to hold on to its neck, because his neck otherwise will go, is so long, that will go into the Rishus HaRabim. And specifically there, you need Rosh HaVeruba of the Gamal inside. However, when it comes to a cow, where he can't move his neck into a Rishus HaRabim, then maybe you don't need Rosh HaVeruba inside. The Gemara continues with another Raya, 7 lines from the bottom. Tashma Behema SheRosh HaVeruba Bifnim. His head and his body, again, is inside. Ovsin oso bifnim. And here we're not only talking about a gomel. Here we're talking about a regular animal. We make the same deduction. Va'avus kamad nakamana v'nakala. If he's force-feeding it, so then he's holding on to the animal, not only the bucket. V'kabayina rosha v'ruba. And we see that you need the head and the majority of the animal. So the Gemara comes back to the point that I made about the camel. My behema nami diktani gamal. We're talking about a camel, but for a cow, maybe you don't need the majority inside if you're holding on to both the camel and the cow and the bucket. Ask Gemara, but it doesn't say we're talking about a camel. Va'atanya behema, va'atanya gamal. One brisa says an animal, the other says a camel, which seems to indicate that when we're talking about an animal, we're not talking about a camel. Says the Gemara Bitmia, responds, Mide gabe hadadi tanya, if the Tana said a resha, that he, at the same time, he learned halacha by a gamal, then he learned by a behema, then you could deduce that the halacha is talking about another animal aside from a camel. However, it wasn't learned together. And since it wasn't learned together, so then we could say that one time he just described him as a behema, but the other time he described it as a gamal, but it was talking specifically in regards to a camel, and therefore we can't infer what the halacha would be in regards to a cow. And that's what we learned in a brisa, that the halacha is that the camel is prohibited specifically because its neck is long, and there we're afraid that if his body isn't inside, he'll end up sticking his head outside into the Rishus HaRabim, and then you'll end up feeding from a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim. But a general cow whose neck isn't so long, so then in such a case, maybe you don't need Rosh HaVerubo, as the Gemara had entertained above on the top of Ches Chaf on the Beis. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we will begin with Rabbi Yitzchak, who will teach us some basic halachos in regards to Pasei Beraos. Tomorrow we will also, Bli Neder, start with a couple of basics in regards to the issue of how Pasei Beraos works, since I was not able to do it with my dear Talmidim through technology over Erev Pesach and the Yom Tov itself. And now we go, Bezer Hashem, to the halacha from the Daily Daf. Bezer Hashem Yizbarech, the halacha from the Daily Daf, from Daf Chof, is the halachos of an Eruv that falls down on Shabbos. The Gemara on Chaf Amid Aleph had told us two important rules that are going to be relevant to practically dealing with an instance where, for example, there's a storm and part of the Eruv came down and one is concerned that if one does not fix it through a Gentile, then people will come to the Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos. Number one, the Gemara tells us, is that there's no concept whatsoever that once, if at the beginning of Shabbos, one was allowed to carry in this area, no matter what happens to that area, one will be able to continue to carry. The Gemara says that even when you have a kosher mechitzas of Pasei Beraos that allows you to carry for water for the animals who are Ola Regel, the Gemara says that we don't say in the words of Rashi, Ho'ol v'hutra hutra. So clearly, if a mechitza comes down, just because the fact that the Erev was kosher on Friday night does not mean that the Erev is going to be kosher on Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara has an important rule, Likula. And that is, Kol mechitza ha'asuya b'Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein bonus, bein b'ratzon, shema mechitza. Even if a mechitza was made on Shabbos, it is considered a valid mechitza, and it could allow a person to carry on Shabbos. Let us see how this is brought out in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber in Simin Shin Samach Bei Siv Gimel, Mechitza Shenasis B'Shabbos Ksheira, a Mechitza that was made on Shabbos is kosher. However, there was a Knas Midrabanan for a Mechitza that was made B'Isur B'Mezit. V'Hani Mili Shenasis B'Shabbos B'Shogeg. An individual was not aware that it was Shabbos, or didn't know that it was an Isur Melacha. Aval b'meizid hava mechitza lahachmir l'chayiv hazorik mershus ram l'socha. But if it was done b'meizid, then you would be chayiv if you throw inside of that rishus from a rishus harabim. Aval lo lahatir l'taltel b'socha. But there was a knas that Chazal wanted to make sure that people would not be building mechitzas, even to put up a halachic tzuras ha-pesach would clearly be an Isur derabbanan on Shabbos itself, and if someone decides that he's going to put up the Tzuras HaPesach on Shabbos, then you will not be allowed to carry in that Erev. However, says the Mechaber, we are makel if the mechitza was up beforehand. V'hani mili shelo yisham mechitza tchila. Aval hoysa sham v'sir v'chazru nasis, afilu b'meizid chazra le'etera rishona. And so let's talk about in practical terms. If someone did a mistake and they put the Tzuras HaPesach back up, the halacha is that one is allowed to carry an Erev. Of course, that's only b'di'evet. What is one supposed to do l'chatchila? So the Be'er Halacha in Hilchos Erevin tells us that he discussed this halacha not in Hilchos Erevin but in Hilchos Shabbos, and he summarizes the bottom line of what he writes in Hilchos Shabbos, and we'll see it there as well. Says the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaschil, Mechitza Shenasis B'Shabbos, Ayin Simin Reish Ayin Vav, Mashe Kosavnu Mishabur B'Shem Chaye Adam, that one could be makel, as we'll see in a moment, to instruct a Gentile to put up the Tzuras HaPesach. Now it is true, the Be'er Halacha points out that the Noda B'Yehuda seems to be against this, that the Noda B'Yehuda Madura Tinyana is extremely machmir on this, in Simen Mem Dalet, that you're not allowed to fix the Eruv. However, the Be'er Halacha says that one could follow what he wrote in Simen Reish Ayin Vav. Let's understand why it would be permissible to instruct a Gentile to fix the Eruv. Says the Mechaber, in Simen Reish Ayin Vav, in the Halachos of Dine Ner Shedliko Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos, that the only time a Gentile is allowed to light a candle is if it's clear that he's doing it on behalf of other Gentiles. However, if even it's 50-50 Jews to Gentiles, it's going to be Aser. The Ramah quotes a couple of Mekilim in a couple of instances. Yesh Omrim, Demutar Lomar Leini Yehudi Lahadakon Ner Lesuda Shabbos, Mishum Desvir Le Demutar Amira Lenachri, Afil Bimlachom Gemura, Bimakom Mitzvah. He quotes the lenient opinion of the Ran, who's quoting the Bala Itur, that if it's Letzorach Mitzvah, then you're allowed to instruct the Gentile to do an Iser D'Oraisa. Ramah concludes that he's not so happy with this. V'yesh lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzorach gadol. D'arov aposkim cholkim al svarzu. Most do not accept this heter of the Bala Itur. However, the conclusion of Ramah is that b'makom tzorach gadol, one could be makel. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Chaf Hei, what's an example of that? Umikol makom muter lomar leini yudi l'sakin eserv shneskalkel b'Shabbos kedei shelo yavo rabim lidei michshol. He quotes this from the Chaye Adam, that one is allowed to instruct a Gentile to fix the Erev on Shabbos. Who kedaihu bala itur l'smacholav, and one should do it and rely on the bala itur, even if it involves a malacha d'oraisa. It's interesting that the Be'er Halacha by us in Hilchos Erevin and Simen Shin Samach Beis adds that ideally, one should instruct the Gentile to do only an Iser D'Rabbanan as opposed to D'Oraisa. For example, if the string from a Tzuras HaPesach comes down and the Erev is Pasul, I'll explain what I mean by adding the Erev is Pasul in a moment, and the Erev is Pasul, he should instruct the Gentile not to make a double knot, instruct him to make a bow, which would only be an Iser D'Rabbanan, and then the poskim spell out that if in the end he does an Iser D'Oraisa, then in such a case, by making a full-fledged knot, then it was the Gentile's decision to do it, and not the Jew. However, if the only way to describe them to fix it would constitute even an Amira of an Iser D'Oraisa, the Mishnah Berurah's example of when we rely on the Bala Itur is exactly this case, when an Erev falls down on Shabbos. So the halacha is that an Erev falls down on Shabbos, one is not allowed to carry if it makes the Erev pasul. If mistakenly a Jew puts it up, like described in our Gemara, afilu b'mezid, one would be allowed to carry in that Erev. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you instructed a Jew to put up a mechitza, even if he was a shogeg, you would not be allowed to carry, we add. But otherwise, if someone's not putting it up b'mezid, in such a case, everybody would be allowed to carry. Of course, what should be done is a Gentile should be instructed. If in any way there is a possibility that someone would be nichshal in the iser of hotza'a b'Shabbos, then Amira l'Nachri would be mutter. However, the Amira l'Nachri we should try to keep to a Derabbanan as opposed to a D'Oraisa. However, if that is difficult, one is allowed to instruct The guy, this is the classic case of Amir Lenachri, b'makom mitzvah, being permissible according to the Ramah. I'd just like to add one more point. Every once in a while, there's a chumrah in the Erev. An example of that would be, if people just decided that it's kedai to be careful to close every single part of the vicinity with a Tzuras HaPesach, and there was a small area which is less than 10 amos, and it's an area which is omim ruba al haparetz. Most of the time it's not, but there are times, for example, in Camp Hask, when we used to go around to check the air of Camp Hask, clearly an area which was omid meruba al haparetz. Every once in a while, if the string will come down, then it doesn't passel the Erev. In such a case, before one has a Gentile put up the Erev, if one has the time and the capability, one should ask a Rav, does this part of the Erev that came down make the Erev possible or not? Every once in a while, it won't even make the Erev possible, and then in such a case, there might not be a need to instruct the guy. If one would have a suffix, most definitely one should instruct the guy, because it's Letzorech Rabim of saving them for an Isra of Hotzah, either an Isra Hotzah D'Oraisa, or an Isra of Hotzah D'Rabbanan, Ve'ein Lecha Mitzvah Yoser Mizu. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Chav.